Ingram Scholars, Nurturing Student Leaders While Addressing Region's Issues, by Amy Blakely, narrated by Casey Funderburg. On March 25, 2021, a tornado almost hit Lily Runyon's home in Waynesboro. That terrifying experience led Runyon's to take action. For her project, as part of the inaugural class of Ingram Scholars at UT Southern, Runyon's raised enough money to purchase 110 weather radios for Wayne County residents living in Clifton, Collinwood, and Waynesboro. The Ingram Scholars Program provides an opportunity for exemplary UT Southern students from 13 rural communities in South Central Tennessee to help their communities while networking with local leaders. Participants in the year-long extracurricular leadership program receive one-year $2,500 scholarships. The program is open to students from Bedford, Coffey, Franklin, Giles, Hickman, Lawrence, Lewis, Lincoln, Marshall, Murray, Moore, Perry, and Wayne counties. Applicants must have a minimum 3.0 GPA and score at least 25 on the ACT. There were 7 scholars in the 2023-24 class, and the 2024-25 class has 6. While the program is still in growth mode, Director Pat Ford said the goal is to have one student from each county in each class. Developing local leaders. The Ingram Scholars Program grew out of conversations between Vice Chancellor of Advancement, Evan Beach, and Orrin Ingram, Chair of Ingram Industries, a Nashville-based business conglomerate. Ingram also owns the Angus Cattle Farm in Giles County. Ingram, who has committed to funding the program for at least 5 years, is trying to develop the next set of leaders, the next workforce for Tennessee, Beach says. Ford's resume made him the ideal program director. An alumnus of UT Southern, he directs the business management program in the D.W. Johnston School of Business. He also directs internships and the first-year experience program. In addition, he was mayor of Pulaski for 12 years. Ford says there are two facets in the Ingram Scholars Program. The first is helping students learn how to build their network, putting them in front of the community and state leaders, and helping them learn how to work the room. Ford takes the scholars to meet each county's leaders. He also takes them to Nashville to meet with legislators and the governor. In May, he took a group to Washington, D.C. to meet elected officials and staff members. They also toured the White House, the Capitol building, attended a play at Ford's Theater, and enjoyed a Washington Nationals game. For the other part of their Ingram Scholars experience, students identify an issue in their hometown and come up with a plan to address it. Tackling hometown issues. Like many of her fellow scholars, Runyon's chose an issue she's passionate about. Wayne County has experienced 2 EF2 tornadoes in the past 4 years. One hit a half mile from my house and cut off power to the entire county, she says. After speaking with local first responders, I decided to fundraise for weather radios and distribute them throughout the county. Radios are needed because many parts of the county lack good cell service. Also, Wayne County is very large and rural. For instance, it takes an ambulance 45 minutes to reach remote parts of the county. None of the cities have tornado sirens. Wayne County only has 4 sirens, and they are located near the unincorporated communities of Cypress Inn and Lutz. Runyon secured funds from each city and from civic groups, and she contributed $230 herself. The total, $4,345, bought 110 radios. These radios are currently being distributed via the fire halls. The firefighters know those communities best, so they are giving the radios to people who need them. Novel learning experiences. Mercy Ashmore and Colin Sheplin are part of the 2024-25 class of Ingram Scholars. My career goal is to own my own business one day, where I can leverage my skills and passion to make a difference in people's lives, says Ashmore of Lewis County, a freshman in business management. The Ingram Scholars Program can provide me with hands-on experience and networking opportunities that will prepare me for my career. Sheplin, a sophomore from Giles County, is majoring in behavior science general psychology and hopes to go to law school. I wanted to participate in this program because of the opportunities it gives for meeting the people who run my county and my district, he says. It will give me the opportunity to see how the law works in context of passing bills through the State House, the State Senate, and the relationship they have with each other. Like some of the other Ingram scholars, Sheplin is experiencing some firsts through the program. His first visit to the State Capitol building, his first airplane flight, and his first trip to Washington, D.C. I am so grateful to be able to do these things that I otherwise would not be able to do, he says. This is a very exciting program for me, and I hope to be able to show people just how meaningful it can be, not only for the student participants, but also for the rural Tennessee communities that we are striving to help.